Tonight, Action Central News. 55 got a swinger by Janadine called she was only a carpenter's daughter, but she certainly should get plastered. New York police get their man and charge him with murder and news. That's the big story. At the desk at Action Central, this is Wayne Moss. Presented as a public service by the Public Affairs Department of WABB.
New York City. Police have charged a 19-year-old youth with killing Janice Wiley, niece of Arthur Philip Wiley, and her roommate last August. George Whitmore reportedly has confessed the murders as well as the fatal stabbing of a Brooklyn woman earlier this month, for which he also faces a murder charge.
Police say Whitmore was rummaging the Manhattan apartment of Miss Wiley sharply before, with the family Hoffett. Miss Wiley discovered him and he hit her with a bottle. Later, Miss Hoffett discovered him and he also clobbered her. He tied the two of them together and stabbed them after Miss Hoffett began screaming.
San Diego, California.
A woman who has testified in the trial of a man charged with involuntary manslaughter and the death of his daughter said the girl had nothing but skin and bones before her death. Mrs. Janet Pete said at San Diego, California, the trial of Donald Sullen's 7-year-old daughter, Rhea, had a temperature reading from 101 to 105 degrees. Sullen's allegedly kept his daughter on a liquid diet for 29 days while she was ill and also to diet her medication. The girl died of pneumonia and of malnutrition. The 1964 Festival of Arts is underway in that city. The festival is billed as one of the nation's top 20 tourist attractions this month. A Danish Air Force officer has been honored for the second time as outstanding student at the U.S. Army Missile School at Redstone Arsenal. He is Lieutenant Erik Van Hansen.
Jackson.
A water shortage is caused by flooding conditions in that city continues. Flood waters from the Tongbigbee River are blamed for the shortage.
Mobile.
The seismograph at Spring Hill College yesterday recorded a sharp earthquake off the Pacific coast of Guatemala. Officials say the quake registered 6.25 on the Richter scale.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Governor George Wallace, on his way back to Alabama Friday, told newsmen in Louisville that he was not running against anyone in the presidential primary of Indiana. The governor said mainly that he entered the Indiana race because he feels, in his words, it is a state that believes in states' rights and local government.
Montgomery.
103rd Annual Convention of Medical Association comes to a close in that city today with the installation of the officers.
Again, Montgomery.
Governor Wallace scheduled to address the closing session in the city for the Medical Association officers.
Birmingham.
Government attorneys have been given 30 days to file written arguments in their complaints of racial discrimination against Perry County voter registrations.
Birmingham.
Four traffic accidents claimed 3 lives and injured 14 in that city yesterday.
Mobile.
Members of the Alabama Exchange Clubs have urged Nation Exchange Club officials to stimulate membership drive at the local level. Banks Mayor J.E. Brantley says Alabama Democrats should show their appreciation for the state's 2 U.S. senators by supporting pledged presidential electors. Brantley, a candidate himself for pledged elector. The Greek and Turkish factors of Cyprus fought each other with mortar and automatic weapons for control of Kenya Pass in the area of North Nicosia today. An official announced the Greek Cypriots said an estimated 15 Turkish Cypriots were killed and one was captured.
Salvador, Brazil.
A landslide in the district of Salvador, Brazil, reportedly may have killed as many as 300 persons.
Moscow.
The Algerian president, Ahmed Ben Bella, has arrived in the Kremlin for talks with Soviet Premier Khrushchev, reportedly aimed at shooting the Sino-Soviet rift. Here now is Jimmy Fiddler.
William Bendix was very amused when he won a door prize of 100 gallons of gasoline at a country club party in Palm Springs. But Bill can put the gas to good use because he's living in Palm Springs and commutes every workday to Paramount Studios, a 2.5-hour drive. Bendix prefers to spend 5 hours a day in his car to living in smoggy Los Angeles.
You are listening to WABB News. First, because we care.
Here is today's health tip from the American Medical Association. Your home is a storehouse of dangerous poisons, poisons that could kill. You clean the house, launder clothes, and open drains with poisonous chemicals. You spray roses, control weeds, and kill vermin and pests with poisons. You have medicines that could be very dangerous in overdose. Keep household chemicals, bleaches, cleansing agents, and polishes out of reach of children. Keep all medicines in a locked cabinet or on a high shelf. Label everything carefully. Keep chemicals in their original container. Never put a poisonous liquid in a soft drink bottle or milk bottle. Your child might drink it. Are your home chemicals safely stored away now? Stop right now and look around the house, especially under that sink in the kitchen and in the bathroom. Move those chemicals out of the reach of the children. Guard your family against accidental poisoning. Another sound citizen service of WABB.
What's the weather going to WABB?
Partly cloudy and warm today, the weather word. Tonight and Sunday with isolated showers, high today of 80 to 86, low tonight of 66 to 72. The barometer on the rise now 29.94. The winds are calm at street level at 68 degrees. Wave Wash, Action Central News on standby.
Saturday.
A-A-M.
It's showtime on
yours truly, W-A-B-B.
On this, the Ed Dean Morning Program. This is Wayne Boss sitting in for Ed as he sleeps late today.
This is the new springtime listen of the Ed Dean Program, 6 till 9 a.m. on WABB, the new spirit of spring.
Come on out and dig the sound until 9 o'clock today of the Ed Dean Morning Program. Wayne sitting in with all kind of good little happy songs just for you. Like Barbara Lewis. Bonus tune.
Spend a little time.
Come on over, she said. Spend some time with me now.